here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of the city of Dublin, founded in 988. Been occupied since before the Roman invasion of Britain. It appeared in the year 140 in Ptolemy's Guide to Geography. But the first verifiable settlement came with the Vikings in about 831. They called it Dyflin, which came in turn from the Irish Dufflin, which means black pool. But 988 was the year the Irish king Mael Shechnal reclaimed the city for Ireland and required people to pay him taxes. Dublin, Ireland, a city of writers, Beckett and Shaw and Joyce and Yeats and Patrick Kavanagh, Oscar Wilde, Sean O'Casey, Brendan Behan, John Millington Synge, Seamus Heaney. Brendan Behan, who said, "When I came back to Dublin, I was court-martialed in my absence and sentenced to death in my absence, so I said they could shoot me in my absence." And J.P. Dunleavy, who said, "When I die, I want to decompose in a barrel of porter and have it served in all the pubs in Dublin." It was on this day in 1553 Lady Jane Grey was crowned Queen of England. Her cousin Edward was the only son of Henry VIII. Henry VIII died when Edward was only 9. Henry had provided for a council of regency to rule until Edward reached adulthood. And when it was apparent that Edward was going to die of tuberculosis at the age of 15, the unscrupulous Duke of Northumberland designated his 15-year-old cousin Jane Grey to be the queen. She ruled for 9 days before she was deposed by Queen Mary, who was the designated heir by Act of Parliament and by Henry VIII's will, and who had Jane Grey imprisoned in the Tower, and she was later executed for treason. It's the birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Autoy, France, in 1871, author of the 7-volume Remembrance of Things Past. It's the birthday of the man who gave us alternating current, Nikola Tesla, born in Smiljan, Austria-Hungary, in 1856. He patented the rotating magnetic field and also invented the Tesla induction coil. It's the birthday of the man who designed the smiley face, Harvey Ball, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1921. He owned an advertising and PR firm, and he designed the face in the yellow circle, the smiling mouth, the eyes, for 2 insurance companies that had gone through an unfriendly merger. He never tried to copyright the design, nor did he have any regrets about not earning money from it. His son said, "He wasn't a money-driven guy." It's the birthday of the short story writer Alice Munro, born in Wingham, Ontario, in 1931, author of stories set in provincial towns in Ontario. Here's a poem for today by Emily Bronte, "Moonlight, Summer Moonlight." "'Tis moonlight, summer moonlight, all soft and still and fair. The solemn hour of midnight breathes sweet thoughts everywhere. But most where trees are sending their breezy boughs on high, or stooping low are lending a shelter from the sky. And there in those wild bowers a lovely form is laid. Green grass and dew-steeped flowers wave gently round her head." A poem by Emily Bronte, "Moonlight, Summer Moonlight." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.